Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Him on Reverb Nation, or actually BrianFutch.com. Go get his albums, his CDs. You're listening to American by Design, hosted by Conservative Nation Media, and yours truly, Uncle Manny. I'm so happy. I'm just tapping my pen away. I'm just getting into the music and stuff like that. But the show is Release the Kraken. Release the Kraken. And if y'all remember that, that was a movie, I think, years ago. But I wanted to talk to you today about the rallies yesterday and the day before for the president. And I'm not going to go and give you a bunch of places where to find me, because if you don't know where to find me yet, then you don't deserve to be looking for my ass, okay? I'm over on MeWe. I've quit Facebook pretty much. I've still got a shadow account over there. I'm pretty much going to deactivate everything and Messenger. And you can also find me on Parler. Now, in both places, you can find me as, just search for Bing. You'll find me, okay? And other places. I'm also on my own website. My own website. Yes, I've got one. And Barack Obama didn't create it. I did. And I've been working on it all doggone day today. Okay, to get it going. But it's called BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Very simple. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. If you'd like to call into the show today, you can call in at 646-478-5284. That number again, for those of you in California, okay, that maybe only listen with one ear, it's 646-478-5284. Big bombshells coming out. I mean, kaboom bombshells coming out. In the last week, and you're going to see more, I think, tomorrow. You're going to see more bombshells come out tomorrow with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, the both of some of the brightest minds. I have to admit, Rudy kind of comes across as a little bit harsh to me, but Sidney Powell is on topic, on mark. We've got an election that's still undecided. They are still counting votes. In Pennsylvania, they're still counting votes in Georgia, which is mandatory now, but they're counting votes in all a bunch of other states as well. And the thing is that the bombshell is Dominion. The Dominion software that a lot of liberals and some Republicans, I have to admit that, were behind instituting. Now, I don't know about you, okay, but I work the polls up here in Tennessee. And what we have to do is we get our machines, that we call them, our, you know, polling machines. They're not tied to the internet, which from what I could gather, the Dominion system is tied to the internet. Now, who would, in the right mind, vote on a machine that was tied to the internet? They could talk home to mama. They could talk home to Big Daddy or Big H, perhaps in this case. Wouldn't you want a more secure system? Our machines do not talk to anybody. We have a card, we insert them in the morning. Let me just go through this process with you, okay? Because I think it's very important. This is a secure election. This is supposed to be a secure election. You take the machine out, you check the number that they give you that's on the outside of the machine. It's normally encased, and it's got a tag on it. It's got a red tag on it, or it's got a green tag in the morning. You check that number, write that down on another sheet of paper that goes to the election office. Now, say you're just using one machine. I'm not going to go through three machines, which we do at our precinct up here in the Highland Rim of Tennessee, where we know how to vote. We get this shit done easy, and it's secure. So anyways, you write that down. You take that tag off. You open the machine up, you get it set up, you get it set up on the stands, you power it on, you check the date, you check the time, you check and make sure that your vote, you know, that you've got the right precinct machine. You check a bunch of things in the morning. If you need to adjust the time before the polls open, you go ahead and insert a different card, the startup card basically, type in a password, change the date and the time, okay? Nothing's connected to the internet. Nothing. Nothing's connected, people, right? You change the date and the time if you have to. Normally, you don't have to. They're pretty close. Then you go ahead, and when it's time to start voting, you insert another card. You say, okay, enter your password, start voting. You print off your zero tape before that to make sure that there are no ballots on that machine before you open the polls. Pretty simple, right? You would think, pretty simple. At the end of the night, after you're done, when 8 o'clock comes around, which is a long day, for $110 or whatever they pay, I just basically, it's food, it's like food money to me, or spending money. At the end of the day, then you print off three tally tapes per machine. One goes in a window so everybody can read it. The public has access to it. So that goes in the window. The other two go in the envelope. You tally the machine. You put a card in there for each machine. It has its own card. It tallies up the votes on the card. It stores it on the card. It's like your, it's kind of like your Visa card, your debit card, where you can reprogram it, that kind of thing. But you can't do that. There's no reprogramming of the machine. Now, if you got a card that's not working, you can, you know, go ahead and reprogram the card so that at least your card can work. See, when you put it in the machine comes on and voila, it works. But at the end of the night, you take, print out your teletapes and put one visible for the public to see. There is no vote counting because we don't even know who voted. Let me preface that. We know who voted, but we don't know what you voted for. Okay? We don't know what you voted for. What election, who you voted for, so on. But at the end of the night, you stick that in an envelope. You close the machine down after you sit there and write to the card what the tally was. And then you stick everything and you put it a seal. You put a seal on the machine after you get it put up. And you give it to the registrar and she drives it back to HQ, right? Election headquarters. And she's supposed to have, if she's a Republican or a Democrat, she's supposed to have somebody of the opposing party ride with them. That's what happens in Tennessee. Now, what happens in Pennsylvania, what happens in Georgia, I don't know. Y'all got your heads up your asses. Because when I went to bed November 3rd, at the beginning of the night, I'm going, wow, this is looking good. Trump's ahead. Get up the next day, and he's behind. And he's behind within, what, 3% margin? And then you start looking at the Dominion software. And you start looking at what happened. What happened? What happened, Lucy? What happened? What happened was the software took and changed votes on its own. On its own. Let me also say this. Trump should never concede this election. There is no freaking law that says that Trump needs to concede anything. No law. There is no law that says he needs to concede. As a matter of fact, when you do concede, then you throw all the other evidence out the window. You are a loser at that point. Trump is not a loser. He's a fighter. And I'm telling you, he is going to release the Kraken on these people. And let me, if you're not really familiar with me, I've been involved in a lot of politics, a lot, not running for any office, although I might think about it. Because if some of these people can get in, like AOC and Ilhan Omar, I mean, I can get in. For God's sake, I'll move to another state where I can get in. Actually, I don't think I need to. I can stay right here, and I can still get into an office up there. Mayor, maybe. Another 2 years. But what happened is what we do in Tennessee, I'm not mandating, I'm not saying it should be mandated throughout the states, but my God, people, you don't have a software machine that gets, it's like a Windows update, that gets an update at the last minute, the day before, or hours before the race. It gets this miraculous update. And you got a software machine that's tied back to communist China, tied back to Europe and Germany, where they did raid, and this is the miraculous thing, Trump laid out in 2018, he laid out an executive order that basically said that if you're going to interfere, and this is because the Dems wanted him to, and if you're going to interfere with an election, that they have the right to seize your property in whatever country you reside. Whatever country they trace this software back to, which was Germany, I think, Portugal, or something like that. They raided the servers. They took them. They got them. Now, we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. That's what Sidney Powell said. She's going to release the Kraken. And she said that earlier. I'm trying to find my... There it is. There we go.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay. My child waits to do your will.
Release
the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. Release them. I tell you what, that Kraken is doing some crazy stuff right there. But, why is this so funny? We get rid of it. Hold on. I excuse myself. I was a little bit overindulgent. But we've got a few people online, or a couple people anyways. Robert, I think, is one, but I'll get to you in a second. But Sidney Powell said a few days ago that she would release the Kraken, and that was... from an old movie, Clash of the Titans. Today, or yesterday maybe it was, she and Rudy Giuliani did just that on Sunday Morning Futures with Marie Bartiromo. That was yesterday, which I don't watch Fox anymore. Ain't got Fox. I get my Newsmax. I got 101 America News. I've got different outlets to get my news. I don't need Fox anymore. They've turned traitor. And I'm sorry I'm bouncing around over here because it's that kind of day, right? They turned traitor on me. And everybody that's still over there needs to bail, needs to jump ship. They need to be like the rats on a sinking ship. They're the first ones to get off because they know what's going to happen. And they need to do that. Dan Bongino already has, in a way. Judge Jeanine, I mean, there's some people I really like as far as personalities go over there, but Fox News let us down. Fox News sucks. It's not news. It's not fair and balanced. It's extremely prejudiced. And actually, since I left and what I do hear of them, because I can get them on Sirius in the car when I'm driving home, I'm screaming down the road. I'm screaming like I'm wanting to bite somebody's head off because of these idiots. They're so blatant anymore. They don't care. They don't care. Who's the financial guy? I'm trying to think of his name off the top of my head. I got his face is in my mind right now, but I don't. I'm trying to think. It'll come to me. The guy that's got MS or something. But he is so blatant. He cut off Kayleigh McEnany, I'm sorry, the other day. I mean, cut her off when she started talking about fraud and treason and so on. And he just cut her off. Oh, Neil Cavuto. He is a Democrat disguising as a conservative. That guy is so much hot air, it ain't funny. He needs to go. All these people really just need to get another job. I know it takes 6 months because you're in a radio contract or a TV contract. You just can't quit and walk away. You have to take 6 months off before you get another gig. Okay? That's just the way it works in the business. But these people need to go. I did always like Shana Bream. She's cute. I just always liked her. I like Sean Hannity. I like a lot of these other people, but I can't stand them anymore because they're so blatant. They take their orders from corporate. We can't talk about this. We can't talk about voter fraud. There's still people out there saying there was no voter fraud. No voter fraud was committed. Well, you're going to see the bomb drop. You're going to see the Kraken come out of the deep. You're going to see it come after these people. And I swear to God, I will rejoice when Donald Trump wins this election and takes Joe Biden, who right now is what? President-elect Joe Biden? I mean, President-elect Biden. That's his official title now. He should not get a daily presidential briefing. He doesn't deserve it because he didn't win it. He is no different than anybody else. He's no different than me and you. We did not win the presidency. He didn't win it. It's not been certified yet. And I keep looking at these stupid freaking newspapers. Here's another one. Southern Standard, Joe Biden elected 46th president. No, he wasn't elected, you freaking moron. You idiot. He's not even elected as vice. He's not even elected as president in waiting. He has no position. No, absolutely none. But these people proclaim it, and they want us to concede. Because when we concede, they win. Now, if you noticed, if you watched any of, I don't know, YouTube channels out there, which is all I'm delegated to because I'm not hooked into the mainstream media other than maybe Newsmax and that kind of thing, and Right Side Broadcasting, I was watching them. They did a very good job, although they did have some microphone problems, but hundreds of thousands of people in D.C. marching for the president, and not just for the president, one might say, it's for their country to preserve the republic, not the democracy, because a democracy is mob rule. It's to preserve the republic, and they were out there in droves marching. And what happened? Antifa came in, started beating the crap out of people. And the Proud Boys got in the middle of it, which I really never did understand, you know, either side. But I got to say, I give it to the Proud Boys. They whipped some ass. They whipped some butt on Antifa. And as long as we got somebody, I guess, on our side that's willing to whip some butt, I'm all for it. Anyways. Sidney Powell's got just a lot of, she's very smart. She's got a lot of stuff in her arsenal, as Nancy Pelosi had arrows in her quiver. Remember that? Remember that? And remember when Hillary told Joe Biden, do not concede? This was back when they thought they were going to just totally lose the election. Well, what happened? What happened? Something happened. But you can watch these vote totals in real time. There's a couple websites out there that actually have them listed, like in a video. You can watch them. 600,000 votes go to Biden. All of a sudden, there's drop from Trump. And it just keeps switching around all night long. You've got states that shut down voting. They told poll workers on the conservative side to go home. Just go home. Nothing to see here. Move along. And then they kept voting. They kept counting. You got states that kept voting, too. You got states that separated signature on the envelope, but not on the ballot. How can you trace this kind of stuff down? at the end of the day, if there were millions, and this is what Sidney Powell's saying, we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won, not by just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. This was software design that they used in the Venezuela elections. It just doesn't have a gun that comes out and shoots you when you go to vote for the opposing party, but that's next. That's in release 2024. We have sworn testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. This is Sidney talking here. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated, and they've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. Not Hotel California. California, we have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. This is Sidney Powell. Buckle your seat, folks. This is going to get fun. It's going to get fun. Because what's going to happen here is the left's heads are going to explode when they get, even if it doesn't get to this point, and maybe the Supreme Court rules it down, whatever, they still have to deal with the Electoral College. And a lot of people don't understand that. They have to deal with the Electoral College. You might say, oh, but that goes to the House, doesn't it, Bing? Well, yeah. Oh, well, that's going to hurt us. No, it ain't. You might have, what, 475 people in the House? The problem is, for them, and they know it, is that 35, you only get one vote per state. Friend. One vote per state. The problem is, we got 35 Republicans. They got less than that. That's why it's going to get fun. This is going to be the year you're going to sit there and go, OMG. I can't believe I need to get that on like Memorex or a DVD somewhere so I can play it back again and again and again. Because you understand, these people are going to go ape crap crazy when Trump wins the election. And I got every faith in my heart about it. I really do. However it ends up, whether it ends up in the court, whether it ends up in the Electoral College, because these people are people too. And they've about had it. They've about had it. And when it does come down, there's a ruling handed down. Oh my God. I can't believe it. I'm going to be sitting there freaking out going, this is just so cool. It's going to be so cool. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no spin spinner, or a flat out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Turn my mic up a little bit. Here we go. This is so pervasive, people. This rigging, this steal of the election in this country. And we can't have that in a republic. We cannot have that in a free republic. This happens in democracies. This happens in places like Venezuela. This happens in third world countries, where people don't care. Right now, there are people on their hands and knees praying to God for guidance, because our election, your vote, your sacred right to vote, and I've seen it on election day. I've seen people that were 70 years old that never voted in their lifetime. It came in and said, how do I do this? And I have to pretty much kind of show them a little bit about the machine, but I can't tell them how to vote. 70 years old. I've seen 18-year-olds come in. I've seen people come in that never voted in their life and voted for the first time. And then to add icing on their cake, you have a software system called Dominion, pretty much written for the CIA to control other elections in other countries. You have a software system called Dominion come in and wipe out their votes. Boom. Gone. Poof. You're gone. Poof. You're gone. It's like something you would see out of some kind of sci-fi movie somewhere. Imagine this. Let this sink in a few minutes. The Democrats proclaim that they are the party of inclusiveness, that they are the party that doesn't want to disenfranchise other voters, right? And yet they are behind the system with the Washington elite, the FBI, the CIA, everybody that's been after Trump since before he took election, before Inauguration Day. They've been after him. They've been hounding him at day and night, relentlessly. How would you feel if you were a Cuban American? How would you feel if you were a Black American? I've seen Black people come into the voting booth or the polling place, and they wanted to vote. I don't know who for, but they wanted to vote. What if they voted Trump and that vote got stolen from them, taken away from them? I would be, myself, one pissed off MF-er, if you know what I mean. I would be pissed. Because it wasn't the Republicans, it wasn't us at the voting poll. I worked there all day long. I had to wear a mask, but I didn't catch COVID. I might have a sore throat, but that's just because that's the way it goes. The best thing to do is vote in person. But I would be one pissed off individual if I knew that my vote was stolen by a computer program. After I voted for the first time in my life in 70 years, I would be pissed. The most sacred right you have as an American is to cast a vote for president, cast a vote for dog catcher, cast a vote for whoever. The most sacred right is to vote. And when you're denied that, then you are disenfranchised. So look back at who caused this. Who caused this, you know, this pandemonium scare with COVID? Who caused this? Who says that Donald Trump didn't do everything he could do about COVID? Who made that their platform, their running platform that they used to try to defeat him? The liberals did. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. Because they had no other platform to run against, run on. They, you know, I mean, Trump wasn't a big global warming person. That would be probably a better viable option, in my opinion. But to use COVID, the China virus, and now we got President Xi. See, from China calls up Joe Biden. Isn't this the same stuff? All these leaders talking to Joe Biden like he's ready to step into the throne. This is the throne. This is the captain's chair. Isn't this the same thing that they were persecuting Michael Flynn of? He's talking to the Russians, but instead now it's the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party talking to Joe Biden. Because you know what? Because they got a good relationship. Him and his son Hunter, they got a good relationship. Oh, we go way back. That's what these people are about. They don't understand. And they want President Trump to concede. Never concede. There is no law that says you have to. It doesn't make you look bad when you say, I ain't conceding. This vote was rigged. And you're going to hear more about it next week. I guarantee it. Probably Monday. I'm thinking the shoe is going to drop tomorrow. Because we have till the 14th of December, I believe, to count all the ballots and to certify the election. Either way. Democrats are running scared now because they don't know what to do. But the only thing they can do is put up a smoke and mirrors game and say, oh, well, Joe, well, he won it legit. Come on, get off of that voter fraud stuff. Because you can see he won it. All the media outlets are saying he won it. No, he didn't win it. And I'll tell you another thing, me and my wife both agree. If Joe Biden does miraculously somehow come out of this unscathed and be the president, he will never be my president. You will not be my vice president. Kamala Harris will not be my vice president. She will not be my wife's vice president. And I know a ton of people that agree with me. And they think the same thing. They are not our president. They are not our elected officials because they were. And just think about it. If you've got a, if you're proud of being elected to an office through fraud, through deceit, through suppression polls, through the media outright lying to you to try to keep you away from the polls, if that's your America, go and have it. Maybe you deserve it. I don't. And I'm going to fight, just like I always have. I'm going to fight for what is America. We still haven't gotten to the Electoral College. It's just, it's sickening. It's sickening. Some states, let's just put it this way. Assuming that the U.S. House balks at Pence's choice or Pence demurs per the Electoral Count of Act of 1887, and he's talking about choosing electors, okay? The state legislatures have the option to present their own slate of electors. One slate would be certified by the Democratic governor, the other state or slate by the GOP state legislator. In that case, Trump was the clear winner in all five states. Pence receives those ballots as president of the United States. If he chooses the Trump electors, Trump wins. But assume that the U.S. balks at Pence's choice or Pence demurs. Per the Electoral Count Act of 1887, then it will go to a U.S. House vote on that day, January 6th, where each state only gets one vote. One vote. Democrats have a few more members in the U.S. House due to big cities being liberal, but 31 states our GOP majority in the House. We're only 19 states have a Democrat majority. Again, Trump wins. I'm talking this from the article America Again. But assume that between January 6th and January 20th, Inauguration Day, Congress remains deadlocked. In that case, the House Majority Leader Pelosi acts as a president pro tempore. Until the impasse is settled. Then the election fiasco moves to the SCOTUS. It's happened with the Florida ballots in the election of 2000. Now, people don't remember that. It was like 37 days of hanging Chad, and Chad this and Chad that. The GOP has countless lawsuits with hundreds of instances of hard evidence of illegal election day extensions, ballot creation, hundreds of thousands of mystery votes appearing in blue waves, ballot harvesting, dead citizens votes. I just seen one today. It was like 110 or something voted. Been dead for 20 years. Ineligible votes by citizens no longer residing in the district, and fraudulent and deceptive ballot canvassing procedures. At the very least, the SCOTUS must disallow all ballots accepted after Election Day if the extension was not issued by the state legislature, as was done up in Pennsylvania. It was issued by election clerk, head of elections. In every state listed above, those extensions were issued by governors or election boards, neither of which is constitutionally authorized to change election law. Again, Trump wins. American communism is not being born. Instead, after more than a century, it is dying. Now it is time for we the people to learn civics and begin doing our part, executing our duties of the highest office in American government. To teach, equip, and organize counties to do so is the mission of tactical civics. That's where this is coming from. And even after a second term, Donald Trump is only the first lap in a new chapter of American history. So it ain't over. It ain't over till the fat lady starts singing, somebody once told me. It ain't over. And like I said, you need to get down tonight before you go to bed. Say a prayer for the president. Say a prayer for our country to remain a republic. Because when asked, they said, what do we have? What do we have? Democracy? What do we have? You have a republic if you choose to keep it. If you choose to keep it. The fight is real. And it's not going to get... It's not going to get any better until the rest of us in this country get up off our asses and start doing something. Do a community reach out. Get out there and inform people what really is going on in politics. How it's a money-making scheme for people. Ask Joe Biden. He knows all about that. Ask Hunter Biden. Ask Jill Biden. You know, Joe's wife sometimes when he remembers who he is. Ask them how much money they've made. Joe's got mansions. What, 3 mansions? Ask them where they made their money when all they've had is politics. The result gets pretty clear. When you start looking at it from the outside in, these people have made fortunes off the backs of other people, and they don't care about you. They could care less about Black Lives Matter, who's a terrorist organization. Yes, they're a terrorist organization. BLM, terrorists. Antifa, terrorists. They made money off scaring people. They make money off intimidation. They make money off of the backs of those that they proclaim to support. While they jack up taxes on the rich, while they jack up taxes on everybody except maybe their partners in Silicon Valley, who they said, well, we're not going to touch you. We'll leave you alone. Or the big pharma people. Well, we'll leave you alone, but we're going to hit big oil, by God. We're going to hit big oil. These people need to stay away from power because it has corrupted them. They look like Gollum from the Tolkien trilogy. That's what happened to Gollum. He got corrupted by the ring, the power of the ring, and it led to his downfall. We just can't wait that long for these people. On that sweet note, I guess I'll call it a night and just say, look, just keep your head up, watch around you, make sure you don't get clocked by, you know, some Antifa person that's out there to do you harm. Spread the love of the gospel, spread the love of Jesus, spread the love of yourself to another, help each other. And by God, stay out of politics. Because nobody wants to go. We're going to listen to Brian Futch again on our outtake. And you can get his music over at brianfutch.com. You can also get him to talk to him. He's a pretty nice guy. Over on Facebook. Did I say Facebook? Oh, damn it. Can't mean to say Facebook. Anyways, he's over there. He's also on my website, bitemeinthebasement.com. Come on over. It's actually pretty fun over there. Bitemeinthebasement.com. You're listening to American by Design. Your host, Bing Fisher. Hopefully my voice will be a little bit better as the night progresses, but I wouldn't count on it. But anyways, take care. Defend the Constitution, as always. And I'll see you next week. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. Thank you. Good night. God bless.